I'm Anna.
And I'm Emily, and we're the hosts of Terribly Famous, a new podcast from Wondery.
From Adele to Victoria Beckham and Lily Allen, we take you inside the drama-filled lives of our most talked-about celebrities to find out what it's like to walk in their shoes.
She means their beautiful Prada shoes.
Listen to Terribly Famous wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye olde brops. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you today.
Likewise. It's always great to see you.
Real Housewives of Orange County Day here at Watch What Crappens.
Yeah, big Orange County episode. They're all big these days. Yatch. Just so good. So wonderful. Yatch.
Yeah. Everybody, guess what? We're on video.
What?
As usual, if you want to see us, come to Patreon. Watch the Crappens On Demand level. Okay? It's also where you get the Patreon bonus episodes. This week is a two-parter for Big Brother cast preview.
So good.
Yeah, so much fun. We love doing those. Also, we're bringing back a version of a show like we did called Take a Seat. We did that on Spotify Green Room, but guess what? We're not with them right now, so we are going to be doing this on Instagram Live. Guess what? Still free for everybody, and we want to talk to you. It's a live show. It's a call-in show. You guys talk to us. We talk to you. We talk the Bravo goss, our opinions on all the shows from the week, the shows coming up, whatever. Really, it's really just a fun party with all of you guys. That is going to start this coming Monday. So the next Monday, August 7th at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Made the time a little bit easier, hopefully, for us all to get to. We don't know what it's going to be called. It's not going to be called Take a Seat, but we will have a vote on our Instagram for the title later this week, tomorrow or Friday.
Yeah.
Today or Friday. Sorry, Thursday.
Maybe it's already up. Who knows?
Maybe it's up now. Go check at watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay. Yeah. But we are excited to talk to you again every week or every other week, first and third Mondays of the month. But today,
by the way, and also, I just want to say, it will be alternating with Dwell Hello. One week will be a Dwell Hello week. One week will be whatever this Instagram Live thing is. So definitely go and check Dwell Hello also on Wondery Plus.
Great. Okay, so today is Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 17, Episode 9. It is called Loose Lips and Relationships.
Mm. Wow. Powerful. I think Ingmar Bergman titled this episode. So
shouldn't it be like Loose Lips, Sync Relationships or something?
I guess
going
so.
For a rhyme? Come on, guys. Like,
I don't know. It's a little bit more on the generic side. I didn't really feel like this was like a loose lip forward episode. It was more just like they went on a boat, you know, but it's fine.
It was a good one episode. Of those nothing really happens episodes, which we love.
It's one it was good.
Of our favorite like, kinds.
Yeah, like things happened, but it wasn't like a rumor devastated the cast. It was just like let's patch things up, you know, et cetera, which is good. And it opens up.
We don't look at the soda. Look at the soda I just opened. This Topo Chico, love you, Topo.
It's
look
going
at the
wild.
Bubbles. I mean, it looks like a freaking functioning lava lamp, like a very fast lava lamp. It's literally, I've never seen this happen. It won't stop. It's just bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling and bubbling.
It's true. It's almost like you opened up a portal from hell, and like, you know, when you do that and all the souls come rushing out and you're like, no, that's sort of, they're like rushing out of like bubble hell, you know, like you didn't open up a portal to hell, but you opened up a portal to bubble hell. Those are all bubbles from hell.
It's like every time Gina gets a paycheck, this is all the money leaving her pocket.
it's all the people not going to her open houses.
It's all the nickels being thrown at the dress barn cashier. Look at that. That is crazy. Literally still going, you guys. I know nobody cares, but I've just never noticed it, but like what the hell is happening?
This is a real great endorsement for Topo Chico, which, by the way, I had some Topo Chico over the weekend. I thought of you, and I was like, it really is delicious.
It's just, and then of course, it's just bubbly. It's like forever bubbly. I don't know how they do it. They found a way to keep the water bubbly for hours at a time. It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen. I don't think it's healthy. Honestly, they're not an advertiser. What the fuck do I care? This isn't normal. It's still, I'm still holding it up to the camera. Guess what? I'm going to put it down so we can talk about
I'm transfixed. I'm transfixed. I like Topo Chico, and I like that you love it because it always makes me think of that very elegant lady who's on Mexican Dynasties, who is like the Topo Chico heiress or something like that, or her husband. Her husband started it, or her grandfather or something like that. So I always think of her when you talk about Topo Chico. And
well, I'm glad that I like can that. Support Mexican Dynasties, even though fucking Bravo can't. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. At least one of us is. Okay, so God, honestly, I'm only putting it down not because it's not fascinating anymore, because it literally is, but my arm hurts. I don't have arm strength.
Yeah. Wow. So we are back. We're at Mozambique restaurant where Shannon has just found out that Heather has been talking about her relationship. And so she's talking to the producers and she's like, you guys don't know what this is going to do to me and John Jansen. You don't understand. Like if someone's talking about arguments that we had, it's not okay. It is not okay. Here lies Shannon Bedore, killed by discussions about John Jansen.
And Vicky is over still alone at the table, acting like she's doing like stand up for the restaurant. She's like, ha, yeah. Ha, was it something I said? Ha. She's doing that like questioning, like the Jesus shrug. It's like the crucifixion shrug. You know, Vicky's like, I might as well be Jesus Christ on the cross. She's doing that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I tried last night, by the way, I was like, I really have to work on my Vicky voice. It's really just not the best. And I was like, because she has a hard voice of like this sort of like bubbly growl, but also Midwestern accent. And I was like, I can do this. Let me try to do this. And I'm sitting there in my living room and these are the noises coming out of me. And I was like, you know what?
Sounds like it.
I was like, this doesn't feel like it's good for my throat.
It sounds like it to me. It's like Vicky watching Squid Game. So she's crying. Shannon is crying to the producers. And the producers, by the way, do not give a fuck. They're like eating a quesadilla, staring at her like, why are you yelling at us? Tamara's the one who's bringing it on camera. Why aren't you yelling at Tamara? Because she is not afraid of the producers, but she's terrified of Tamara, right?
Yes.
So she doesn't yell at Tamara. And Vicky is just over alone at the table going, what's going on? Do you listen to what's going on? Shannon is currently being ambushed on camera by Tamara. It's nothing you've not seen before, okay?
It's
happened to you a million times.
It's a classic Tamara ambush where Tamara's ambushing her, but actually trying to make it sound like Heather's ambushed her, even though it's literally Tamara who's ambushing her. So Shannon's like, John, he's super private. He's going to fucking lose it. He's so private, which is why he started dating a reality star who has been on television for 8 years leading up, preceding their relationship. He's just a very private person.
And Shannon tells us, I made the decision to confide in Heather when I was at home about something that happened to me in my relationship. I was vulnerable. Do you want to see how vulnerable I am? Watch my hand movements to the cameraman. I will put my palms facing their faces like I'm saying stop to my own face, and I will do the around and circle motions. This will ruin my relationship with John if we keep this going.
I'm a stupid shit. I'm the stupid shit that thought I was going to be able to keep it between the two of us, me and Heather. Ha!
So they go back to the table, and Tamara's like, can I be honest with you? Evidently, Heather's been telling Emily and Gina that their relationship with you and John is shit. Tamara's saying this as if she hasn't been going around talking about Jen's entire relationship. Like, can you believe someone would talk about someone's relationship? How terrible.
She's like, I'm sorry, but time's ticking. We're not shooting all day. Just sit down and let me ruin your life, okay? It's like pulling teeth these days. Okay, now I'm sorry, Shannon. I didn't know this was going to upset you.
And Vicky's like, you got this, girl. You got this. Defend your relationship. So you bought him new teeth and helped him fake cancer. You know what? It brought awareness to cancer. So who knew about cancer before I did it on this show? Cancer, the most unspoken disease in America. Am I right? So, well, not anymore. Whoop it up! Whoop it up, cancer! Shannon's like, we're not talking about rocks, Vicky.
So Shannon's like, I mean, is there any relationship that doesn't have an issue from time to time? Like, is there any relationship where maybe the two parties involved in the relationship don't really talk? They just drink booze and stare at each other, and maybe one smiles silently and the other one looks askance, and that's something that happens, you know, in all relationships. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're happy. We're a happy couple. Me and John Jensen are very happy.
We all have problems in our relationships, okay? We all keep trapper keepers full of fake doctor's visit receipts. And sometimes, you know what? It's not cool to hold that against each other. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Whoop. And Vicky's like, so what are you going to do about Heather? Okay. You should take life insurance out on her and then kill her.
Shannon's like, well, I'm going to say read between the fucking lines, motherfucker. And then what I will take, I'll have three fingers extended. And then what will happen is I'll turn them sideways as if the fingers are, they're going to go to the right. And then I will then take two of them and retract them. And then what will be left will be a middle finger, which will therefore be what is in between the two lines. Although you might not realize it because two of the fingers are lines and one is in between the lines. And it may read like three individual lines. And then she'll be looking in between my fingers at the space. And I'll say, no, you're supposed to look at the middle finger. The point is, I'm going to flick her off.
I 100% feel betrayed. Oh, she did betray you. She's like Judas. She did it for 30 million pieces of silver. Heath Janus! He was leading the Bible, Tamara. Are you still Christian? What's happening? What happened to that plot line? Is Tamara still Christian? Anybody?
Well, evidently, Heather doesn't remember the last time she talked about Shannon's relationship. It kind of blew up in her face.
And then we get flashbacks to Shannon's first season and all the friction with Heather. Leading, yes, of course, to like,
so you will all know the truth. You will all know the truth.
Shannon and Heather's home when she came to her home, and she's like, you are telling people about an email I received, and one person on this earth knew that I got an email. And Heather's like, I don't know what you're talking about, Shannon. I'm standing in front of a golden guitar played by an actual talent I'm related to by marriage. So please leave my home. Please leave my home. Standing in their den with all of Terry's brothers, like golden guitars or whatever, and then ending with that time when they're like, I think that Shannon might need some help. We might need to call somebody for Shannon. Shannon's like, you will all know the truth.
So Shannon's like, well, you know what? People in glass houses, what's it called? And Vicky goes, shoot stones at them. Shoot stones at the people. Stone the people who are in the glass houses. And then I get the house insured.
But first, take insurance out on the house and the people that are in the house. And then throw stones at the house. But don't let people see that you threw the stones at the house. So the insurance won't pay off. Okay. Cut to insurance.
How about we just like stop talking about people's relationships and then like whoop it the fuck up.
Sorry everyone, I just screamed that into the microphone. I apologize.
Tamara's like, fantasy shintress dance, bitch. Vicky's like, yeah, something about stones. So how about if we stop talking about people's relationships and we whoop it up to three beatles? And so they whoop it up and we're done with Vicky for a while.
Yes. So now we go to a pumpkin patch and we just see Emily and her family lumbering in, and it's sort of like there's just something about Emily's family scenes are already pretty boring, but like a family scene in a pumpkin patch, I was like, okay, you can do this, Ben. You could do this. So she walks in and Emily's like, hey kids, you see that thing over there? Do you know what it's called? And the kid goes,
it's a scarecrow. And she goes, it's real. He doesn't kill you if you're wearing a costume.
And she's like, that went really dark really quickly. Who told you that? I don't like that.
What are you talking about? I really don't like that. Who taught you that? I was just about to teach you that that's the lady who runs Cut Fitness.
Who, to be fair, will also kill you if you're not wearing your costume.
And Luke's like, I don't like it either. She goes, who told you that at school? Is that at school? It's not real. And Shane's like, well, don't chastise him for it. Maybe just teach him so he's not scared of it. Now he seems confused and worried, Emily. Shut up, Shane.
Shane, why don't you teach them?
By the way, welcome back to the piece of shit side of Shane, okay? Shane did that house husband glow up thing where people were mean. Ralph Pittman currently doing it on this season of Real Housewives of Atlanta, where everybody has called you a piece of shit, so you come back acting like a saint. Shane has been doing that, and we've fallen for it a little bit. Piece of shit Shane's back, everybody.
Right? Yeah, piece of shit Shane. So the kids are like, I'm not scared. And so Emily tells us that like some of the biggest issues that they have between her and Shane are the parenting styles, because she's like, you know, I mess up and everything, but the problem is that he always checks me right in front of the kids and it like takes my authority away, you know? And so she goes, you always throw me under the bus. Well, don't get under the bus. Minor king of snarkasm.
Yeah, he's like, don't stand in front of the bus then.
Winding up to a bigger king of snark. Just a little amuse-bouche of king of snarkasm. That's all you get.
So, let's see here. Emily's like, yeah, you know what he did? Like, he just takes my authority away when he talks to me. He talks to me like that in front of the kids. He just makes me look like a jackass.
You know what else makes you look like a jackass? Getting married to Shane. Okay.
A literal monkey. Pretty much lower your own stock with that one. So they get on the hayride. And Annabelle's like sitting off to the side, all pissed off. She's like, I'm a model. And so Annabelle's like, Annabelle, come sit with your brothers. And Shane's like, why can't she sit there? And she goes, Annabelle, come here right now. And Annabelle's like, but you said you didn't want me to. You said, well, you wanted me over there with my brothers.
She's like, well, when did I say that? I never said that. And Shane goes, you did. You know, I'm really on Emily's side on this one. Like, this, not only is it undermining, but also, like, Shane is almost taking the position of the kids instead of just, like it's bad. I don't like it. So Shane's like, well, you know, I do, like, a lot of things well, if not better as a parent, you know, because I've got patience. And I'm like, yeah, I don't have patience. Yeah, I'm guilty of giving them too much grace. And, like, that's where I become the fun dad. Like, do I want to be the dick dad? No. I'm like, but you're pretty okay being the dick husband and having no grace for your wife.
And she's like, can I take a family picture at the pumpkin sign? And he's like, oh, what? Look, does that family, look at that family. Oh, so people can look at it and see a family that's happy and smiling? Yeah, we should do that. And she's like, well, we are happy. We are smiling. Don't you think we're happy? Well, come on. My mom had a job growing up. How dare you?
You're making me cry. He goes, I'm not making you cry. It's the heat. So now the kids are getting worried because Mommy's crying, and Shane's like, hey kids, it's a scarecrow. Oh, it's Mommy. Sorry.
Laughter is the best medicine, right? You're also the disease, okay? That's the problem. You can't be the disease and then sell me the medication for it, okay? It's a classic tactic, sir, and I'm on to you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
So then we go to Tamara and Jen, who are shopping someplace. They're at Healthy Bowl. The restaurant. You know what? I have to hand it to this restaurant. Good job on the naming, Healthy Bowl. Like, what else is it going to be? Healthy Bowl. You know what it is. You know what
I mean? Well, you know exactly what it is, which is you're going to go bowling, but instead of bowling balls, it's iceberg lettuce. You just roll it right down the alley.
It's bowling while you do jumping jacks.
So Tamara, they're gathering to have their healthy bowls, and Tamara's like
I said at the pool party, I truly want to apologize. I will take complete blame for all of it. I'm so sorry that I alerted everyone to your philandering boyfriend's ways.
Yeah, have you ever been to Healthy Bowl before? Because I thought it was healthy, so you might like it.
And Jen's like, yeah, well, my core may be strong, Tamara, but my hunger is even stronger. I'm really glad we're here together. Hopefully we can work on our friendship and our bonds and our love of each other as friends. That would be great, Tamara.
You know, I do wonder, hello, audience, this is me talking to you. How do I sit here and just get beat up and be the punching bag and just forgive? At some point, I'm the idiot. At some point, that will happen. I'm like, oh, I think that point happened a few episodes ago.
Girl, dawn has dawned. Girl. Dawn has dawned it. You know what I mean? Like,
it's happened.
You've been there. It's happened. I think the sun's already come up on that day. You know what I mean?
You know that song, the lesser known sequel to It's a New Day? It's called The Day Already Started. The Day Already Began.
So then Tamara does that thing where she's like,
look at me. I'm crying now. Am I crying? Am I crying, healthy boy guy? Hey, healthy boy guy. Come put some granola in my eye. Do it. Do it, healthy boy guy.
Granola in my eye.
I got granola tears.
So she's like,
I just feel in my head. I just haven't been in a good place lately. And I'm probably taking it out on you. I mean, I apologize because Cat Finn is close, Dad. And his grandma's not doing well.
He's grandma. Come on.
Oh, we're just swapping out the dog this week? I thought it was supposed to be Cat Fitness and the dog, but now Eddie's grandma.
I just had to give the ass of Eddie's grandma to my son in a box.
Do you know how hard that was? Do you know how hard that was? There's a lot stored in this head. There's a lot stored in this head.
Really?
There's a lot going on. Do you know? I had to bail out my mom's boyfriend because he shoplifted at Hollister. There's a lot going on. And I'm a person that doesn't deal with my emotions, and then I just explode. But I want to get to a place where we just trust each other. I should have been better with my words.
Better with your words? You're like,
your husband's a goddamn whore. He wants to fuck me. Yeah, I should have been like better with my words, bitch. I shouldn't have been like, your husband's a whore. I should have been like, your husband's a whore, and I just had to close my business, and I'm going through a lot, bitch. Please and thank you, bitch.
So Jen's like, yeah, well, you know what I love? You're like breaking down your walls right now, Tamara. And wall breaking down is good. And these places take a while to get to. And I understand that, Tamara. I really respect what you've done with your walls, this your emotional sledgehammer. Well done, Tamara. I'm so proud of you, Tamara. I'm so proud of you. Is this mocklet? What would you call this flavor?
Mocklet.
It's very
I just love Jen and her. She talks so big in her confessionals. Like, I'm not going to sit here and just like, how many more times I have to forgive and forgive? I'm not going to be that person. And then it cuts her being like, I forgive you. I like the work. You're putting in the work.
So I'm Tamara's so proud like, of you, Tamara, for
yeah. being and then Tamara's just as insincere.
Everything that you've done on other people. Wow. So great.
I know. Thank you for coming up with facile reasons for why you were a total awful friend to me.
And now Tamara is in a new confessional look. I mean, at least I have not seen this one. It looks like she's just wearing pantyhose as a dress, first of all. She's wearing that, like, nude-colored whatever. And then, like, she, I don't know, exploded an avatar that bled all over her. Because she's, it's just, like, it's just like blue streaks. It's like an ice skating. I don't know what it is, but it's hilarious.
It felt like parts of her dress are on the run from the law and just were like, oh, the cops are coming, and just left. No. So she is like,
I haven't changed my mind about anything, bitch. I haven't changed my mind about anything with Ryan and Jen. Like, but at Nobu, it got like really bad. And like, I was an asshole. And at this point, I wanted to know that I want her to be happy with the man slut that she's with. And I don't want to bring her down. I just want other people to bring her down. So my work here is done.
Yeah, and then we see a clip of the napkin thrown in her face, which will make me laugh every single time. I don't know why.
So like, then, actually, like, did like a freeze frame of just like Jen, like with like napkin on her face and her hands up, like
Yeah. So Tamara's like,
I'm on what's best for you. I would love the opportunity to sit down with Ryan.
I was like, oh yeah, this sounds totally innocent. I'm sure this mm-hmm. is going to just be some totally innocent thing where you apologize. And Jen's like, oh my God, you know what, Ryan? Ryan is so open to that, Tamara. He really is. I mean, he would love that. He loves sitting. He loves sitting. Tamara, thank you so much. Thank you for understanding that Ryan loves to sit. That is beautiful, Tamara.
Yeah, yeah. He loves to sit and have people sit on his face. So anyway, Shannon asked me if Eddie and I wanted to go on John's boat. And since it's like the 12th time we've done it and we hate it every single time, I said, why don't you guys come as well? So like, I just wanted to be like a fresh start.
Haven't we learned yet that it's not fun on John's boat? How many episodes on John's boat do we need to realize this is not fucking fun? We had a family friend who used to always want us to go on his boat. And one time we went, it was the worst because guys on boats become so controlling. He's like, yeah. Sit down. Do not move like that. I am concentrating. Do you understand me? We're like, oh my God, this dude's like literally yelling. And then we get off the boat and he's like, oh, hey, wasn't that fun, everybody? No, boats make men monsters, okay? And John's no different. John gets on the boat. He's like, Shannon, do the line. Shannon, get the fender. Shannon, do you have the fender? Shannon.
Get that Shannon. Pepsi can fender. That teeny tiny. I was like, You know what? Don't yell about the fender. We watch Below Deck, okay? We see big boy fenders, okay? And this little tiny hot dog fender, okay? Why do you even have it on your boat?
Let's see. So Jen's like, oh my God, that is going to be amazing. Okay. And she's like,
so yeah, I recommended that you and Brian come as well.
And she goes, oh my God, Tamara, you did? Oh my God. He would love the opportunity. You know what? Brian loves sitting and he loves being on boats. Thank you, Tamara. This is a blessing, Tamara. This is a golden day. And Tamara's like,
yeah, well, everyone's made mistakes in their lives. Like all the people who stopped coming to cut. And you know what? I never should have said anything about it. You know, those who throw stones are those who don't understand bones. I really don't understand anything from the Bibles.
Well, those who cast the first napkin are the ones who have to suffer the consequences. And you know, you can throw a napkin in my face and know what they say. People who live in glass houses are actually remarkably free to throw napkins. It's going to be okay. And you can call me horrible things, but at the end of the day, I know you, and I'm going to take care of you and us, because apparently I'm not interested in my own self-interest right now.
I've known Tamara a very long time, and our friendship, it means a lot to me. So I'm always going to fight for that. And I really, really hope that Tamara means it this time, about sitting, about going on the boat. All of it. And she's like, you know, it hurt me, but I want to rebuild, Tamara. Okay? You and me. Let's rebuild. She goes,
yeah, and guess what? I'm not drinking tequila anymore because it's tequila's fault, bitch. It's tequila and Eddie's grandma's fault. Dumb bitches.
She's not doing well. She's been drinking tequila. So now Heather Dubrow goes to basically the boutique of Orange County, Javier's. So she walks in. Hello, Alfredos. I'm back. It's Television's Heather Dubrow here to meet with Television's Mark Cuban. Oh my God, Mark Cuban and a lady. Nice to see you again, Mark, fellow rich person.
So when we did the preview for this, the preview of the trailer breakdown or whatever, God, we were dying to know what this is all about. And I loved finding out. It was like a huge thing. Because usually I don't care about things that happen in the preview where they're like, coming up this season. And you're like, who cares? This all looks stupid. But this part, I was like, what the hell is Heather doing with Mark Cuban? And we find out today. Mark Cuban, it says below. It doesn't say Shark Tank or billionaire. It says Mark Cuban, founder, Fireside, and Fallon, CEO and co-founder. A Fireside. What the fuck is Fireside? Yes. What is that? Have you ever heard of that before today?
No, I was like, is this for like FDR fans? So Heather is like, she's like, oh, hello. I just want America to see that that I do have people who aren't white, like Mark Cuban. He is Cuban, isn't he? No? Okay. Well, anyway.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not paying attention because guess what I looked up? Fireside. Okay, Mark Cuban's streaming platform, Fireside, confirms $25 million Series A, valuing the business at $138 million valuation. It says, Fireside, be part of the show. It's an interactive entertainment app. It is, it has attracted a higher number of high-profile creators to its streaming platform for live and virtual shows. Okay, so it's...
So product placement works.
So it's like that's Instagram Live, but like for Heather for other people, I guess.
Listen, when I think, you know what, I'm going to launch a new tech platform. I want to compete with the Metas of the world. I want to compete with the legacy, you know, networks of the world. I want to create a new platform. I think, you know what? Get me some Heather Dubrow. So that's exactly what Mark Cuban did.
We find out what prompted this in just a minute. So she's like, where did you come from, Mark? And he's like, oh my God, good question. Me? Where would I come from? I've been everywhere. And Fallon, the co-CEO, is like, ha ha ha, Mark. Mark is hilarious, isn't he? I was like, oh my God. Fallon is giving energy of... sorry, this is probably so rude to say, but she's giving energy from that chick from Succession, the last girlfriend on Succession, isn't she? The dad.
I'm blanking on her name.
She's giving her energy. Anyone who watched Succession, the only one to mourn his death.
at the end of the show.
she was just giving me the energy of someone who's like, okay, well, this is my company and Mark Cuban has invested in it and I'll just sit here and he gets to act like he makes all the decisions and it's really me, but I'm the woman, so I have to sit here and he gets to take all the credit for it. Great. I love this. I'm so happy. I'm so happy with this decision.
Oh, God. Well, whatever it is, she's sure kissing his butt. She's like laughing really hard at everything he said. And Heather's like, well, so do you remember Mark Cuban from Shark Tank when you had dinner with me, Heather Dubrow of television, and Terry Dubrow, also of television, but lesser television, even though it gets higher ratings on television? Do you remember this, Mark Cuban of television? And he's like, yeah, we were in Vegas, right? No, we were in LA. We were in LA. You got it. You remember.
You remember. Yes. And it has now been established that we are friends. And we are friends with the billionaire who owns a basketball team. Yes. So, we were in Los Angeles having social talk at a meal that we definitely ate at together. Ha, 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 ha. Sorry. Just remember our great scintillating conversation. Ha, 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 ha. Anyway.
And I'll tell you this much. We had a great time and we paid. Ha, 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 ha. Ah, how we laughed. I was like, oh, God, Heather. Okay, we get it. You bought dinner for Mark Cuban. What an asshole. Who says shit like this? My God, the guy doesn't remember you. And you're like, we paid for your dinner, you motherfucker. Okay?
Heather's like, tells us, years ago, Terry was enamored with Mark Cuban. He was like, there's a wealthy person that we can aspire to be. So we invested in a company he had created. So we all wound up eating dinner together. Well, more like Mark Cuban was eating at a restaurant and we pulled up chairs. I have a nice history with pulling up chairs to tables. And what I really love about him was that he didn't call security on us. And he was just very normal and laid back, especially when we told him that we were Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. Yeah, it was a callback to the 90s. It worked.
All right, so let me get this straight. Terry wanted to kiss the ass of a rich person. You guys wanted to kiss the ass of a rich person. You saw Mark Cuban somewhere. You went up. He told you he had a business called Fireside that he's raising money for. You gave him $25 million or whatever, millions of dollars, and said, and we can publicize it on The Real Housewives of Orange County. And now you're going to pretend like you've made some career-changing move by investing in a company that you're now promoting. You did not win an audition, Heather. You just bought yourself a job on an open platform, a platform that's literally open to anybody. Does she realize what an idiotic douchebag she looks like in this episode? I'm mortified for Heather. I mean, listen, Heather at least used to seem kind of smart. This seems crazy.
I mean, she's going to buy her way back on TV. Or
it's like investing in YouTube and then bragging that you get to upload videos to YouTube. Yeah, Heather. That's how it's an open platform, you dingbat. Oh, man, I'm so embarrassed.
So she's like, Mark's like, well, I'm really excited that you're on the platform. This is gonna be great that you're on the platform. Like, we're just so excited about the platform. This platform, wow, we're like so excited. And I'm just like so excited for you to be on the platform. I also am excited to be on a platform. I'm really excited. And you know what? I'm excited to be doing the first lifestyle content for the platform. Oh, I love the platform is really, it's just like a great platform for platforms. Like, it's the first ever Meta platform, but we can't say that because Meta's already taken. I'm like, please stop talking about platforms.
And she says she's going to have the first lifestyle network. Okay, Heather. So she's like, well, Mark and Fallon are the co-founders of Fireside, a first interactive streaming app. No one has ever done an interactive streaming app. Oh, by the way, you guys should join us for our Instagram live show Monday on that total.
Feel free to interact with us.
That totally came out after Fireside, whatever the fuck this is. So then we cut to six TVs of Heather saying, oh my God, Fireside. Well, so I've got that Fireside thing coming up. You guys, let's sit around the Fireside, which is coming up soon. Heather Dubrow Lifestyle Network, first of its kind. First interactive streaming network ever.
I'm just like really excited for this opportunity to be on that. What's it called again, Mark? The platform. Yeah, the platform. Because, you know, I can do scripted. I can host. I can create content. I can show off my very captivating personality. It's just going to be wonderful.
You're going to do scripted on an interactive streaming. Okay, Heather. enjoy your interactive sitcom on the fire. I can't with this fucking lady. I can't. So Tamara's like,
oh yeah, well, I had big plans for my OnlyFans, but it didn't happen. So be careful with that fire side.
And Emily's like, yeah, I mean, I feel like I can make content. I mean, mine is the shit talking channel.
Emily, we've been watching you on this show 4 years now, and I can assure you, you can't make content. Okay. Go back to the pumpkin patch. Okay.
So Tamara,
go back to crying the pumpkin patch.
Tamara's like, did they put apps on IMDb? So then we see a flashback of Heather telling the group that she's going to be on Fireside. And she's like, so Fireside, it's going to be interactive so the audience can participate. And then Taylor leans forward and goes, oh yeah, like Masterpiece Theater. Heather's like, literally not anything like that whatsoever.
How's Masterpiece Theater interactive?
Listen, I'm just impressed that PBS landed on anyone's radar on this show. Masterpiece Theater. Does Taylor think that Masterpiece Theater is that you are literally putting pieces together to create a theater?
I literally have no idea what Taylor is talking about. So Heather says, yeah, because I've been thwarted from scripted television for so long. You've been thwarted?
Ever since Wendy Malick blacklisted me on TV Land, it's been a hard journey back.
I got tripped by Betty White one time in a food hall. I haven't been able to show my face on network television ever since.
Daphne from Frasier has been talking all sorts of shit about me, and I know it's ruining my career.
And Mark is just smiling tightly like, yeah. And she goes, well, more eyeballs on me begets more work, begets more meetings. And if that's the way I'm going to reintegrate myself back into the acting community, maybe that's the hole. Maybe that's the hole I jump into.
Wow, Heather. And that's your thing. Okay, yeah. That's why I'm having Terry graft several eyeballs onto my face.
Oh.
I'm going to dive. Nothing says career invigoration like saying you're going to dive into a hole. I'm going to go down into a hole. I'm going to go down into that valley. I'm going to walk down from that peak and go right into that valley and get myself a new career.
I have to say it's not a bad idea, because if I would give Heather Dubrow the time of day outside of anything having to do with Housewives, if you told me Heather Dubrow is going to dive down a hole, I would watch. She might be onto something. So Heather's like, I'm just so nervous. He goes, yeah, it's hard. You know what it's like? Creating a successful show is very hard. And the hardest part is, she goes, oh, do they like me? That's the hardest part. I mean, that's the imposter syndrome. Am I right, Mark Cuban? Who we're totally on the same level. Could you just shut your mouth and listen to the dude who has successful shows? Like, let him finish a sentence.
You know what? This is, you know what, it's just like imposter syndrome, sort of like when Gina tries on Michael Kors. She just, you know, I can see it all over her face.
Right, because it's like everybody's like, well, you know, you tell everybody, what do you think? And then it's like, crickets, oh my God, I know exactly how you feel, Mark Cuban. Look, I'm finishing his sentences. That's how close we are. Simpatico. Okay.
You know, I once rented the movie Maverick, which sort of puts me on the same level of you owning the Dallas Mavericks, right? So we're basically the same.
So my note is, God, she's terrible. So Mark is like, yeah, you know, it's like a comedian telling a joke that bombs. It's going to happen. Am I right? That's what happens to comedians. That's what I tell myself every time I get up on that stage, Mark. Every time.
Okay. Memo to Gloria, my invisible assistant, have stand up on the platform. It'll be great. Put that in the hole. Put that in the career hole.
This business is filled with rejection. It's a mindfuck. I have no idea what this new venture is going to lead to, but it's terrifying. It's daunting. And you know what? It might remind people, Heather Dubrow is still alive.
Heather Page Kent, if you will, my stage name. So
you're right. Heather Kent. Heather Kent is still alive.
Watch
and
out.
Using her husband's out, millions everyone. To buy into a company she can create content for that everyone else is getting for free. Okay, Heather. Have fun with that, sucker.
I don't just want this to work. I need this to work. And then Fatima goes, you're going to make it work. Well, thanks. She's like, I'm sorry. Was I allowed to speak, Mark? Was I? So
Heather Dubrow Fireside. Watch Heather Dubrow on Fire. I'm sorry, I have to look. Come on, we have to look. Heather Dubrow on Fireside. Welcome to the HD network. Come, oh, that's why she says, my network is HD. Or what is her opening line? I'm in HD and I'm bright and I'm white. Or whatever.
Oh, HD. I thought that was a pun on Heather Dubrow, her initials. Either way.
It's the HD network and she has a show called Nightcap. Oh my God. You know what? It's called Nightcap. And guess what the clip art is? It is a glass of champs, that's right, which I popularized, Heather Dubrow. And I pressed click, I clicked on it, and it says join membership. So I'm going to click this. It is $17 a month for the Heather Dubrow Network. Go fuck yourself. How about that? Okay, here's the Ronnie Side Network. Go fuck yourself.
$17.99, that's more expensive than literally any actual streamer, right? Or I actually shouldn't say that. No, she's pricing herself at the same level as like Netflix.
So private readings with Tyler Henry, private reading giveaway with Tyler Henry, that guy who like talks to dead people or whatever. So let's see. His is, well, some lady is talking to Tyler. She's very excited. So let's say join membership. His is $13.95. I'm sorry I'm yelling, but that was yelling in my ear. His is $13.95 a month. So Heather Dubrow is charging more than somebody with psychic abilities. Girl, I can't.
Well, Mark Cuban, thank you so much for meeting me here at Javier's. And you can tell the waitress by your side that I will have a wine spritzer. Thank you very much. I'm the CEO. The CEO of Spritzers, a wine spritzer. Thank you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Gina meets Jen at a place called Olivia's Closet. It's actually a woman that Gina has walked into her house, and she's literally just taking things to wear at this point.
Yeah, I have to say, I do love, 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 like, I do love Bravo for being so shady, because, of course, Bravo would juxtapose Heather Dubrow hanging out with Mark Cuban, you know, a huge billionaire whose entire like persona these days is that people go to him and ask him for money. And they cut to Gina walking into some shitty little boutique called Olivia's Closet. Like that, the juxtaposition of like very, very, very wealthy people. And now here's Gina. Oh my God, I'm at Olivia's Closet. Oh my God, this sweater's half off, $5. I'll take it.
Yeah, poor thing. So she's meeting Jen. Literally. And Jen's like, hi, oh my God, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here, Gina. And Gina's like, what are you doing with the kids? She goes, oh, you know, soccer, baseball, dance. What's going on with you? She's like, oh, I'm friends with the top real estate people in our area, the Archuletas. And Travis worked with them a lot because he did mortgages. And I just keep telling him, get your license, Trav. And then he said, we should do this together. And he's ready to go. But I said, you know what? In the next month, I should have my license. And I want my kids to see that I work hard for my kids. You can relate to that. It's hard. Have you always worked?
I was like, oh my God, Gina, Jesus. She said 10 things in one sentence. And you said 10 sentences for one thing.
I wrote down, Gina tells an uninteresting story about her and Travis in real estate.
Dude, I write down every single word. I don't know. It's like the Gina monologues. I should know better.
I also love that she's going to get like real estate advice from someone named David Archuleta, because I really am just like imagining the little boy from American Idol being like, and here's how you go into escrow. So she's like, oh my God, Travis passed his test. And like, oh my God, I'm going to have my license in like 2 months or something like that, you know, because I want my kids to see that I'm like willing to work hard for them. Okay. And I'm sure like you can relate. I guarantee, by the way, the kids will never say like, it doesn't matter how old they will. They're never going to say, you know what? Mom worked hard for us. That's just not the nature of kids.
No, they're going to be on Housewives in 40 years and they're going to be like,
we were poor growing up.
Yeah, look
my at mom would only bake cookies for real estate showings, never for us. I grew up with a gather sign that cost more than my entire education.
Yeah, kids don't like it. So Jen's saying how she was like basically a stay-at-home mom, and she had this yoga studio, and it's really just a passion, and now I just need it. I need this yoga studio almost as much as I need to do yoga outdoors. What an innovation.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm so rude.
No, I wasn't going anywhere.
But I love that she keeps saying, oh my God, I really need this. And every time she says it, she's wearing Fendi. She's wearing Fendi again today while she's talking about how poor she is and how her children need this yoga studio. Oh. Sell your clothes.
I think she's just saying she needs it emotionally. But it's also funny that for as much as she needs the studio, she's also really pushing this, like, we're doing yoga in a park outside. Not in my studio.
Okay, yoga WeWork parking lot. Okay, you won't even rent out a WeWork office? Come on, Jen. So she's like, wow, you know, the more I know Gina, the more I respect her. It is crazy. I just see her spirit and it's delicious. Do I want to eat her spirit? This is crazy. Gina, your spirit's like a healthy bowl. I love it. Want to eat it. So Gina's like, regardless of how her relationship ended, everything forward from her relationship ending is great about her.
Yeah, we have so much in common after that. Like, we're both poor. Anyway, so Jen's like, she's like, well, so I met with Tamara and, you know, I just let her talk, you know, and we got to a good spot. And it's like that feeling of, you know, you're just sort of like waiting for that ball to drop again. You know, it's like, oh my God, yeah, it's like the time I hung up my new Gather sign. I was like, this isn't going to last up there. It's going to fall on Travis's head at some point, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Kind of. You know what? Everyone needs to stay out of your relationship. Like, you don't have to tell everything about your relationship to everyone, okay? I was like, you're the one who's been dragging her for her relationship this entire season, ma'am. You stop on episode 9, and now it's everyone else's fault. She's like, well, I'm going to stand up for you against everybody when they say another thing. You know, someone has to stand up and say, no more, Tamara. No more.
I don't think, like, Jen has done anything wrong to anybody except for herself. And for that, she has paid greatly, okay? And, like, you know what? That's how I feel. And Jen says, you know what? I'm gonna go out with Shannon and John and Tamara and Eddie and Ryan. Just, oh, my God. That's going to be, like, really uncomfortable, huh?
Because Gina knows what's coming. She knows that Tamara has set this up so that she can yell it. She can humiliate this woman again, right? And so Jen's like, well, the invitation's really nice, right? But I do worry about Ryan. I worry about Eddie. You know, I just really don't know anything about Shannon and John. Should I be worried about them? And Gina's like, well, nobody talks about Shannon and John. But what I do know is it's not good. I was like, oh, really? Weren't you just saying her relationship is her prerogative and nobody else's business? You fucking gossip. That? Like, literally 2 minutes ago, Gina.
2 minutes ago. Jen goes, well, Shannon shared with me that for the first time, she's actually in a partnership. And she says John is an amazing partner. And they do talk about getting married and that sometimes they, like, smile at each other. And, like, occasionally they'll even have a conversation. And, you know, every now and then there's even a kiss on the cheek. So I just think everything sounds like it's going really well between the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, whose life is perfect? Can I ask you that? You know, whose life? Nobody's. Nobody's. Nobody's life is perfect is the point, right? Gina's like, oh my God, my life is so perfect. You know what? I think it's easier for people to talk about everybody else and then they don't have to talk about anyone else. Like Shannon's fucking relationship.
Did you hear about Shannon's relationship? I don't think it's going well. And what about Tamara and Eddie? What's going on with them? And Heather? I don't know. I don't know if she's a good friend. Maybe she's unhappy at home.
So then we go to Box House, spelled H-A-U-S. Box House! So we go there, and it's Heather boxing with Tamara and Jenna. And they have to do some jumping jacks. Andre is like, we are going to do some jumping jacks today, Box House! And Heather's like, not Heather. Tamara's like,
we're old ladies, okay? Some of us pay when we do jumping jacks at a certain age. I'm not this.
And then they're like, they've got punching bags, just like punching and punching and punching. And Heather's like, oh, this is great. I just feel like I'm interacting with my staff again. So Heather's like, you know, I'm really crazed right now because we're in escrow on this place in Los Angeles. And Jen's like, oh my God. In Los Angeles, but you're not moving though, are you? Just no. It's not big enough for us to move into. It's what, like maybe about 18,000 square feet tops. It's just like a little shack, basically.
It's a pied a terre for me and Harry. And Tamara's like, pied-a-terre? Pied-a-terre, Tamara. It's a little place to hang your hat. You wear hats, Tamara. It's small apartment, Tamara. Tiny hovel. Think of Gina, but with marble. And she's like, yeah, Derry and I started looking for apartments in LA and we found the perfect tiny little place. This penthouse represents me.
my first step back to a career in Hollywood, a penthouse in the sky. I say, you know what? If you can't be part of a sitcom world, just build your world around a sitcom song, a penthouse in the sky.
What an obnoxious... Orange County, Sun Surf, amazing. Auditions, not so much. Not so much. So Tamara's like,
well, so Shannon St. John's, and we have a double date.
And Heather's like, oh, how fun. How was that?
And because Tamara's like, yeah, they seem super happy. And Heather goes, that's what I thought too. They seem happy to me. I will not fall into your trap, Tamara Judge. And so Tamara tells us,
oh, interesting, Heather. You told me the complete opposite, and you've talked shit to Emily and Gina as well. And I don't know if Heather has forgotten, bitch, what she said in the past, but I want to test her and see how far she'll lie.
Now, I'm kind of like, okay, Shannon told her something in confidence. Heather told it to other people off camera, and now Tamara's trying to lure her to say it on camera, and Heather's like, no, I'm not going to say this on camera, because this is an off-camera thing. Forget, like, remove for a moment, like, what Heather's intentions were in telling Gina and Emily for a moment. Remove that. But, like, Tamara is mad that Heather is actually being a good friend to Shannon in this moment. That's what Tamara is mad about.
Well, she's trying to trick her into doing it, and Heather won't do it. But yeah, Heather's intentions were to get Gina and Emily.
But I'm saying, but that's a different point. In this case, Tamara's like, oh my God, I can't believe she'll be a terrible friend to Shannon right now. She won't be a terrible friend by like not blowing up Shannon's spot on TV.
So she's so dumb, first of all, because we know that Heather didn't tell Tamara. And so Tamara's just a liar, right? Because she says, really, Heather, you told me the complete opposite. No, she didn't tell you that. She told Gina and Emily, Gina told you. And now you're acting like Heather talked to you too, but Heather didn't talk to you. And you even told us that it wasn't you. And Heather tells us, I mean, maybe Heather made some other comment like, they're not doing great, but I can't talk about it or something like that.
Yeah.
So Tamara's like,
well, and he caught her off guard because he was like, so you guys going to get married and live together? What's going on with that?
And Heather's like, yeah, oh, Terry asked that too.
I said, listen, we have a wing in our house when we're going to our pied-à-terre in our penthouse in Los Angeles. You guys can stay there. And Jen is like, wait. She said they were waiting on the kids to get out of the house before they moved in together. And Heather's like, but wouldn't it be easier if the kids were about to leave to wait? Isn't that what would happen? I don't get it. And Tamara's like, if there was a problem, sure, bitch.
And she goes, no, I mean, make it easier. You know what? I'm not even in this, so I shouldn't speak about it. And Heather tells us, I don't understand what the angle is here. It's not like we sit around talking about Shannon's life, so why in front of Jen? Shannon and Tamara are pretty close again, so I had an opinion on Shannon. Do you really think I'm going to tell Tamara about that opinion? What would Reba McEntire do?
Then Tamara goes, joke's on you, bitch. I already told her. So Tamara's like, so has she opened up to you at all? And Heather's like, no, absolutely not. Look at what happened with, you know, Jen, you and Ryan, Jen, like you told me and it caused problems, right? And Jen's like, I'm sorry. Heather says, you told me that it caused problems that you talked about. And Jen goes, it does cause problems. And I like that, like, because of Tamara sitting right there. That's why they cause problems.
Yes. And she's like, so don't you guys think that's why Shannon might keep her relationship close to the vest? And Tamara just shrugs because her plan has failed, right?
Yes.
And so Heather shrugs and looks at her like, nice try, bitch. You know, like, I've known you for too long to fall for this. So then Emily and Shane date night. Oh, God. She's dressed to the nines and he's dressed like a Costco slob. By the way, I am one. That's why I recognize his outfits as usual. Shane.
She goes, one of the reasons why I'm so attracted to Shane is because he's funny. But sometimes I want to bypass all the funny stuff and talk about the real issues. And that can be...
Okay, it's not been like 5 years that we've been with Shane. You can stop trying to sell us on this funny thing because it's not going to happen. It hasn't happened yet.
It's not true and it's not going to work.
It's not happening.
Okay. So Shane's just one of those people. He sits down at the table and immediately goes, this isn't level. This table is not level. Oh, we'll call the fucking manager Shane, okay? We know you're going to at some point tonight anyway. Just do it.
So wait, they order drinks. A waiter comes back and gives Emily like a mini champagne bottle, but he's like, I'll be right back with your glass. He's like, huh? Oh, she just drinks it straight from the bottle. Glug, 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 glug.
Uh-huh. He picks it up and starts like shaking it over a glass, going glug, 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 like a little kid. He's so hard to watch today. Like it's weird because he's been fine, but today is just the worst. So he's basically, they start talking about the kids and she's like, please don't disrespect me in front of the kids. And he's like, well, I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just trying to correct you. She's like, well, don't do that either because it makes me look like an asshole. And I'm telling you, I don't like it and it hurts my feelings. And he's like, okay. And she's like, okay, because it really does hurt me. He's like, okay.
He's like, I'm sorry. He's actually, to his credit, he doesn't really put up a fight on this. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, well,
no, he knows really. When he goes too far. He's just one of the, yeah. He's like a Gary on Below Deck. He's just like, sorry. And then he just does it a million more times.
But he doesn't do sorry, but, which I appreciate. I was like, well, you know, take what I can get. So Emily's like, okay, well, we solved that. Do you want the flan? She goes, he's like, no. Have you ever had it? No. Well, how do you know if you don't like it? I mean, the same reason I know I don't like urine. I don't need to try it to know I don't like it. I'm like, what about flan does not look absolutely delicious to you? It's like a beautiful little thing of custard.
I'm equated it to urine. Like you're coming on TV to a Mexican restaurant to diss Mexican dessert. Like a cultural
method. Like a really delicious shut up, dessert. Shane.
Jesus like, it's Christ. Like,
can't equate it to urine.
Yes, how dare you? And you know I'm a delicious flan maker and a flan lover. I am.
Yeah, I love this flan. Wonderful.
Worked years on my flan. Okay, so Gina, let's go to Gina's practice showing. I'm baking cookies. By the way, that is the craziest trope of real estate people trope, not TV trope, of people wanting to smell baked cookies in a house. How disgusting. I would be so pissed if I walked into a house to look at it. I want to smell fresh wood and wet paint. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that sawdust smell where people have been working. I don't want this fucking salesperson in there making herself at home in what could be my house. Binge at home. That's what I say.
I've never gone to an open house that smelled like cookies either, I'd like to add, by the way. And I would have appreciated that. So, just because I would have liked a cookie.
Walking in doesn't smell like my home. It smells like your home. And I don't want to move into somebody else's home. That's the whole point of buying a new home. Go fucking cook your cookies somewhere else, lady.
So, Gina is putting the cookies in the oven and Travis comes over. And Gina's talking about how Julia and David Archuleta gave her tricks to like real estate. So we cut to this like scene where these Archuletas are giving her advice. So Julia Archuleta's like, okay, so when someone comes in and says, oh, I have 7 kids, that's when you can say, oh, the island is perfect for a large family. I'm like, I love this very basic advice. If they come in and they say, we have children and they like to sleep on beds, you say, great. There are these places called bedrooms and you put children in the bedrooms. They're going to love it.
And David's like, yeah, you need to focus on the senses. Start with smell. Anything that smells fresh. And Gina's like sniffing her armpits. Lady's like, no, like baking cookies. They don't want to just smell the cookies. They want to eat the cookies. Gina's like,
all right. So should I put cookies under my armpits? I am smelling a little D-O-E right now. Is that okay? It's okay, right?
They're just giving her all the low-level advice. That way she doesn't compete with them. So Gina's like, she's like, oh my God, Travis, like, why don't you pretend like you're like someone who wants to like buy a house or something like that? And like, you're going to pretend like you have an appointment. And then like, I'll be like the real estate agent. And then we'll like see how that goes. So like, why don't you, okay, you walk out the door. Okay. Okay. And that your name now is, your name is Robert now. Okay. Come on in. And scene, Robert.
He's like, hi, Gina. She's like, you don't know my name yet. He's like, it was on the sign outside.
Oh, all right. Okay, come in. Are you in the market for a home?
He's like, how many syllables does home have?
Come on, Travis.
He's like, okay. Yeah, I am. I have too many kids. I need a bigger house. And she's like, too many kids? How many kids do you have?
So I've got like 6 kids plus this like really annoying ex who just keeps hanging around with his girl and everything. Oh my God. Come on. There's role play. No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is just fictional. Okay, back into it. Okay, and scene. Yeah, so it's like 6 kids and then like this annoying ex, and then I just have to sit home at the table and just like listen to my girlfriend go on and on and on about her ex and how she feels bad about things, and she talks about her really rich friend Heather. Oh my God, stop it, Travis. No, it's just role play. I'm just making this stuff up.
I'm gonna need a big pantry with lots of smaller shelves so we can fit all the ragu that this woman cooks with onto the shelves. Thanks.
Are you talking about me, Travis? No. It's just, I'm just like, come up with some shit off the top of my head. I don't know. Just to make it feel lifelike, you know? Anyway, she only cooks ragu and we all hate it and we all like throw it out. And I secretly, when she goes to sleep, I take the kids out of the house and we go to McDonald's. Oh my God, you really do that? No, it's role play, Gina.
So they walk up the stairs and she's like, these are called white rises. I was like, isn't that just Heather getting up in the morning?
I don't remember. I don't really rise in the morning. I just levitate. So Gina's like, they're called, I can't remember. Are they called white rises? Are they called Paul rises? Do we know what these are called?
And she's like, yeah, I don't know what those are called. And she tells us, yeah, you know, I'm more about being friends with the people who come in. Like, oh my God, how many kids do you have? And then Travis is going to be doing all the paperwork and all the contracts and more important stuff than me because I'm just a girl. And Travis is like, okay, so what's the price of this house? And she's like, you know, I actually didn't get the price. Gina, there are pieces of paper with the price on them in the house.
Come on, Gina. Let's start with some of the basics here.
And then she tells us, oh, yeah, well, I don't really look at price tags. If you like it, you like it. Gina, you're wearing a construction cone from like that you stole out of traffic. You look at price tags, okay?
You know what? This is like really giving me the push to take this exam. I'm like, I hope so, because you've been talking about it for 9 episodes, okay? Why is it going to take you 2 more months to take this exam, Gina?
You may not look at price tags, but you sure feel them under your arm, because I know that you never cut them off. Okay, so Travis is like, well, the price you should know, but you did well. I mean, it is energizing to see you, you know, get your pretest done. So, you know, it's great. You know, she's like, yeah, we're building a life together. One where I just get to go bake cookies in strange homes and you do all the rest of the paperwork. I'm so excited. Love you.
And then they like walk hand in hand out of the house, leaving the cookies on a baking tray on the stovetop. Did you notice that? I was like, are you going to pack those up? Are you going to take them with you? They just leave them right there on the stovetop. I mean, obviously this is just like created for the scene, but I'm like, you're just going to leave cookies in a stranger's home. They're going to show this house for an open house. David Archuleta is going to come in here being like, come see this open house. There's going to be ants all over the kitchen.
David Archuleta's dad's going to be mad at him. Like, I told you I wouldn't manage you if you kept up with this unprofessional bullshit, David.
So first Shannon, you came out of the closet. Now you're a real estate agent. I can't do this. You're not welcome back in Utah.
Hey, if it's not too good for the Jonas Brothers, it's not too good for you, Mr. Archuleta.
And then he welcomes him back in. So yeah, now we go to John's house, and John and Shannon's like,
John, do you have any gasoline on the boat, John?
And he's like, yes, there's plenty.
Well, but what if you run out of gas, John?
I never run out of gas. I never will run out of gas.
Yes, but what if you do?
I'm prepared.
Huh? Oh, well, we're just. I'm happy to see we have a nice frosty relationship these days.
Talking about fun and light conversation. We should go into real estate together. This has been.
I don't know why people think we have any issues when we have such frosty conversation about gasoline. I think it's alive.
So we see he asked about the dinner with Vicky at the Three Amigas dinner, and she's like, "It was ... good."
What does ... mean?
Oh, did I say ... I actually just saw that in my head. I didn't mean it. I just saw the
the dot, dot, dot.
Why did you see a dot, dot?
Don't stop asking me questions. Oh my God, he's really grilling me on this one. I'm going to have to confess soon. I will not tell John about dinner. Oh my God. Oh, I'm not going to say it.
It does remind me, though, I do have to have a luncheon with my three friends, Dot, from USC. God, the Dots and I, we always have such great times together.
So clips like, we see the clip. Heather's been telling Emily and Gina that your relationship is shit. It's shit, bad shit, shit, bad shit, shit.
Oh, well, it was funny. We had fun.
Were there a lot of laughs? What is that?
What do you mean?
You went...
I did not.
You did. Were you saying dot, dot, dot?
No!
I was really only saying the tea part of it. I thought that it would go unnoticed, but it's fine. It's nice that you pay attention.
So he's like, well, so there were a lot of laughs. Sounds like you probably had a very nice time.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of laughs. It was primarily only laughs. There was one moment of a mm-mm, and then was up forward back to laughing again. And we talked about stones and throwing them in glass houses. And, you know, stones do sort of look like dots if you think about it.
By the way, did you know that Vicky Gunvalson has taken out life insurance on you? Just thought you should know. She does do that.
So Tamara comes over and it's really awkward because it's John's house. Like, how wouldn't it be, you know? And Tamara's pulls Shannon aside. She's like, are you okay? Did you tell him yet? What happened when he found out? And Shannon's like, no,
Grant, I want to know what Heather actually said before I tell him anything.
Yeah. And then the dog like jumps up on Tamara's and like basically like grabs Tamara's ass, and John's like, huh, that's Banks. He's not very well trained.
Oh yeah? Hey guys, guess what? John's dog said he wants to fuck me. Yeah, everyone, you heard it here first.
Well, this is the first time I'm going to see Ryan. I haven't seen him or talked to him since all this happened.
And Shannon's like,
oh, since the Cut Fitness party. And she's like, yeah. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous to say this. You know, I have said stuff about him.
And then we should just see the clip of her screaming again.
He's a whore!
So Tamara's telling John, this is the first time I'm seeing Jen's boyfriend, Ryan. What, you look visibly bored by this, I gotta segue into Shannon's voice. You know what, did I tell you all the things, John? Did I tell you about everything with Ryan? He's like,
yes, I've heard actually way more than I've ever been interested in.
Yeah, I've heard, she told me, I think a little, let me see, they're all going to college, one of them cheated on Shannon with a bitch from a beach.
No, that's the wrong story. That's actually my story, John, that I was telling you. This is the guy with the pictures of his penis.
He's like, oh, I don't think I remember that. You know, I was almost president.
That was the penis that was on Mark Cuban's new platform.
No, that's actually Heather's story, oddly. I don't even know how you got that story.
That's actually a champagne glass that she's holding in that picture for $17.99 a month. Okay.
So Tamara's like, well, evidently when he came to our gym, get this, John, yeah, you better be seated for this, when Ryan came to my gym for the first time, he pointed to my friend Heather and said, I'm gonna fuck her. And by Heather I mean me, of course.
And John's like, oh, okay. Wow,
he was pointing at you.
Who else?
Well, I mean, well, you said what was Heather. Behind you?
Water bottles. Water bottles to say Cup Fitness.
Are you sure he didn't want to fuck one of those? Because, I mean, it's you.
Can we talk about Shannon's cream cheese stuffed salmon again? This is just not doing it for me.
So then Eddie tells us, Eddie has, well, the second time I brought this term up this week, but the frown smile.
I was like, going to say that.
He has, Eddie's just such permanent an frown. Asshole. Yes, he just, he's trying to like smile, but his crease is like just, his face is like a frown. It's like that filter on Snapchat that just makes you look like,
but you only get that frown.
You're saying,
you only get those creases if you frown all the time. I firmly believe that. Like, I firmly believe sometimes the face will contour into your emotions.
Yeah.
And he literally has downward diagonal like lines, almost like ventriloquist. And he literally looks like no matter what he's doing, he is frowning.
And so he's like, yeah, my friendship with Ryan has been at arm's length because we got to know him pretty well at Cabo, but the rumors I heard make me think, is this the right guy to be my friend? Like, I do care about Jen, and I care about the train wreck, and it's none of my business, but I care. frown, smile, frown, smile. Yeah, Eddie, you really shouldn't be in anybody's business, okay? I think you literally did fuck a married person. And her name is Tamara, who you're currently married to, as I recall from the past plots on this show.
So Jen and Ryan arrive, and Ryan's dressed like he manages a boy band or something. He's like, hey, what's going on? Got a cool new jacket, some leather trim on the edge of it. Yeah, cool stuff written on it. Like, I'm cool. I'm from Orange County.
This guy, yeah. What a fucking douche. What is this guy wearing? He's wearing a denim jacket with words all over it. I couldn't read what the words say.
It looked like the chair that Madeline Stowe used to sit on Revenge.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. And then it's got like a cougar patterned collar. Oh, this guy's just such a douche. So he's like, wow, look at this. Everybody's so nautical. Shannon, you're nautical too. So I guess we're ready for the boat, huh? Ready for the boat? And Shannon's like, oh, well, I guess we forget what it's like when we go on boats. And then we see clips of things not going well on boats.
She goes, the tension in the room. It's rising. I'm like, it's rising because you and Tamara will not look Ryan in the face or talk to him. So now they're all getting on the boat and they're heading off.
Untie the rope, Shannon. Untie the rope. Get the fender out, Shannon. Get the fender out. Untie the rope, Shannon.
Okay, I was raising boats. I understand. Untie the rope. Is this his way of saying he wants to be unmoored from me? Am I just dragging him down like an anchor? Is this what's happening right now, David?
Is he afraid our love is going to crash into the rocks? Well, it is. If he ever finds out, .. God, I can't stop saying that. I can't stop saying
that. Oh, iceberg straight ahead, and that iceberg is me, apparently.
So then we cut to Heather and Terry in their giant bathroom, which is like one of the only places that they will film in this home, and it cracks me up. So he comes in and gives her some wine, and they've got escrow papers because they bought the LA house. And Heather's like, oh yeah, Josh and Heather Altman were here yesterday. You know, it's so crazy because I've been wanting to sell, but we didn't have it on the market. And then boom, I get a call from television's Josh Altman. Isn't this weird? And then today I was having lunch with television's Mark Cuban. I can't stop relating to people on television.
Josh Altman must have seen me on The Platform and he must have been inspired. So we see a flashback and Josh is like, hey, so there's this family that's looking around and they are a heavy, heavy hitter. So do you want to sell your house? Because we could probably get $65 million for it. Which, by the way, they wind up selling for $55 million. So just let that hang there.
It's still huge. I mean, what'd they put into that? 40? That's pretty good.
40 and a few children's souls.
It's pretty damn good, people. But and I mean, they didn't put 40. They got a bank loan for 40. But still, I mean, still, amazing.
Good turnaround. But also what's funny is just going back to their penthouse, we see images of it. Their penthouse is in Century City, which is just LOL because Century City is this kind of like soulless part of Los Angeles. It's where Fox Studios is. And it's also where like a bunch of law firms are and CAA. It's like, it's just like office buildings and it just empties out at night. And it's just like this sort of sad, empty place. And evidence therein is that in the Barbie movie, there are several jokes about Century City at one point. And so like, they're like, here we are moving back to thriving, bustling Century City.
Yeah. It's, I mean, they have a decent Ralph's. I'll give them that. So then Terry's like, I mean, come on. In the past few weeks, I mean, you've been lamenting the four housekeepers, the six nannies, of, you know, 24,000 square feet. That's a lot for four people, Heather. It's like, but it's more than that. To me, this house represents a job I don't want anymore. And I know that sounds just so obnoxious, but I don't want to be the general manager of this home.
I mean, I could be learning lines. I could be auditioning. And instead, what am I doing? I'm sending the help around the corner so they don't come in through the front door. It's exhausting.
The producer's like, are you looking forward to living in a house where the staff doesn't outnumber your family? She's like, ah, ha, 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 ha. Yes. I just see the other end and I get it. There are kids and we're going to love them. But at the end of the day, and Terry goes, it's just you and me. Just you and me.
Just the two of us. And of course, our glass case with Richard Marks inside. So Heather's like, you know, selling the house,
Yes, it's a shit ton of money. Yes, I could purchase the entire nation of Andorra. Yes, I could buy Gina's house 10 times over, sort of the way you buy a Kit Kat at the cash register at a supermarket. So I'm told, haven't been in one of those in about 20 years. But that's not it. For us, it signifies the next chapter as a family, as a couple, as a very wealthy person.
Oh, Lord. So next we go back to the boat.
I enjoyed the way you harness that burp into a nice bassy voice.
Hey, I didn't burp. How dare you? I had a little too much Topo Chico today, guys. So the boat. So John's like, Shannon, Fender.
Fender out.
Oh, look, everybody. Look over there. That's the scene of the crime over there. And Tammy's like, is that Nobles?
No, someone was actually just murdered there this morning. I don't know if you've read the news, but anyway, here's the Fender.
And Eddie's like, scene of the crime. Who got killed? And Jen goes, me. But then I got resurrected. Ha ha. Wasn't that funny, everybody? Ha ha. And Shannon's like, da 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 da.
So, does anyone want some cheese? It's getting a little awkward in here. Anyone like a nice cube of cheese? I guess I'll have some. I'll have some on behalf of everyone else here. Real for real cheese.
Well, this is super awkward. I don't know. I can't even look at Ryan, but I can't help it because he's always dressed so silly. Like, what is that leopard on his collars? Oh, God, at this point, I'm just going to jump in the oceans.
Neptune is like, is there a return policy on people in our ocean? So there's Neptune's more boating.
Neptune's like waiting in customer service.
He's like, Neptune's releasing PSAs about like littering, human littering.
So then we go to the ordering and they just order. This is like a 5-minute ordering scene. They have nothing to say. And then they really say nothing because then we see the food being delivered immediately, which means these people have zero to say to each other.
So then Jen's like rubbing the back of her neck. Something's like bothering her back there. And Eddie goes, hey, save the sex action for tonight.
So they ordered this deviled egg tower. And it's like, yes, deviled eggs, but they're sliced and made into towers. Which, first of all, that's not shareable. Like, I don't know who wants your fingers all over. It's disgusting.
Put a fork into it. It's going to fall everywhere.
Yeah, it looks disgusting. But they're like, wow. And but they're like big phallic shapes. And Eddie's like, oh, I just can't see that big thing going in my mouth. And Ryan goes, honey, show him how to do it. And Eddie's like, ha, 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 ha.
And Ryan goes, well, you've seen the picture. And she goes, what picture? My dick pic. She goes,
wait, what? I mean, did you just say dick pic in front of John Jansen?
It's going to ruin our relationship.
So Tamara's like, do you want to talk about the dick pic, friends? And Jen's like, well, I mean, if you'd like to, because we probably should address it. And he goes, actually, I have nothing to address, okay? Well, because I didn't do anything wrong, so.
Why'd you make the joke about it? Why did you enter that evidence to the court case? Okay, don't bring up the dick pic over eggs, deviled eggs, if you're not willing to talk about it.
Yeah. So Jen goes, he basically doesn't want to be the one to start it, right? Nobody wants to be the one to start it. So Shannon's like, well, I never hopped on the dick pic train. I just don't understand why someone would send a picture, let alone say my limp dick misses you.
Wow, that's a little too real for me.
So Tamara's like, well, I tell my kids all the time, don't send dick pics because it'll come back to haunt you. I'm like, you are the haunter. You are the one who found out about a dick pic and haunted someone with it. You are literally a ghost. You came out of your haunted mansion and we're like, that's a dick pic.
So Shannon and John leave to the bathroom. Shannon's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And John's like, I'm going to. They're like, you both have to go? He's like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. What am I supposed to do? Okay? I'm going to stand in between here and the fucking bathroom. Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Unfortunately, it seems like John thought the bathroom was in the water because he just flung himself into the ocean to go to the bathroom. That's strange.
So they leave, and Tamara's like, this is the perfect opportunity for us to talk about it. And Ryan's like, okay, guys, first of all, I could cry. I owe you an apology, brother. And Eddie's like, why? He goes, because I care about you. And if something was told to me, even though I found out later that it wasn't true, that's not cool, because I'm an empathetic person. And it hurts my heart to see the hurt that Jen is dealing with on my behalf. And it's been a struggle. It's a struggle for me. Jen has come home in tears. I hate it. I just feel so truly hurt. And to be honest, I feel betrayed by you, Tamara. I mean, Tamara, I sent you a dick pic. Does that mean nothing? I mean.
So what I'm trying to say is I owe you an apology for apparently speaking your apology that you were supposed to say to me. Like, what's this? Why does he say, I owe you an apology? Now here are all the things that you've done to me. What?
Well, I didn't understand that. It's very California. It's very like LA.
I'm going to disarm you.
Right? I would just like to apologize for all the things that you made me feel.
Yeah. I owe you an apology for you saying terrible things for making my girlfriend cry. And he goes, well, I was told that you go after married women. And fast forward 30 days later, you're with her. And then I found out that when you told me that when we were in Mexico, blew my mind because I had no clue that you were going through that. And I mean, you're amazing, Jen. I think you're amazing.
And strong, super strong.
Yeah, super strong. And I couldn't help but come to the conclusion that the married thing was true. So, like, this guy's going after married women. So, you know, I heard the wisp of a rumor, and I saw the wisp of something to verify it, and I just went with it. I was like, weren't you the one who was on the receiving end of gay rumors, courtesy of Gretchen Rossi and her people and
Vicky?
Vicky?
Yes. Yes. Yes, he was. And Tamara's like, yeah, you have to understand that we've known Jen longer than you. And so we hear all these things, and then we see them happen, and then a lot of things go through our minds. And Eddie's like, yeah, I want to go through some rumors, okay? We're just going to have a speed round of rumors, and you can squash these rumors. Well, fuck off, dude. Like, what the hell?
Would it be Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, I don't think you should have to sit here through this inquisition. You know, I think they should say sorry, or ask him the stuff like, did you say this or whatever? But this stuff isn't cool. Like, this, did you cheat on your wife? Like, why does he have to tell you? You're not the divorce judge. And Ryan's like, I did multiple times. So there. And he goes, okay, you did. So that generally makes you a cheater, right? And that puts you with a cheater level. I'm not speaking as someone who is sleeping with the wife of somebody that I used to work for, by the way, or work with, whatever. How you walked into my gym and Heather heard you say, you want to fuck my wife? Did you say that or not? Again, someone is allowed to walk into a gym and say, I want to fuck that person. That is what you do in gyms, sir. And I can't believe you're making me stand up for Ryan, who's obviously a douchebag pig.
Yeah, and Ryan's like, what I will say is absolutely I did not. Okay, and I'll be honest. I'm like, thank you for being willing to say that. And I'll be honest with you. She called me, like Heather Amin called me and said Tamara was talking about me on the treadmill, and she was saying things like, oh, like, you know, you're hot. And Tamara's like, hot. And like, hold on, Tamara, I'm getting to something. So like, Tamara said this, and Tamara said that. Like, Tamara thinks I'm really hot. Tamara thinks I probably have a big boner. Tamara loves my pecs. Tamara loves the way the sweat glistens off my nipples. You know, stuff like that, you know? And like, hold on. It was good. We had a laugh. And I said, you know what? Tamara's hot. That's it. End of story. So like, you know, people say shit.
And Tamara's like, so you're saying that Heather's someone telling lies? You're the one telling lies. Multiple lies. And Shannon's like, well, I don't know what's true and false, but I have known Heather Amin for years, and she's a doll. Your best friends are Tamara and Vicky. Like, you have no credibility in this conversation, ma'am.
But either way, it's still a case of Tamara, who hears piece of gossip, takes it on face value, acts as if it's like the gospel, and then is like, it's like, but wait. Is it possible that someone lied? I don't think so. So Jen...
And she also acts like it's a crime to say, I want to fuck her, but then completely skips over the part where she was saying, oh, that guy's so hot, and this guy's on the treadmill, and he's so fuck... Which is the same thing as saying, I would want to fuck that guy. So why is it okay for you to say it and not him to say it? I'm a fucking hypocrite, Tamara, as usual.
So Jen basically is like, she just thinks Heather Amin's in love with Ryan, and she's just been jealous. That's why she's all overly invested in this.
Which is also bullshit.
I don't know. I mean, I think it could be true.
I think Ryan's a pig, and I think Ryan did say all that stuff, but I think they're using it against Ryan to be mean to Jen, and they shouldn't be mean to Jen. But I do believe that Ryan is a douchebag.
Ryan's a douchebag, and guess what?
A cheater.
They all love douchebags on this show. Yeah. So Eddie's like, did you cheat on Jen? He goes, I... did not. You know, in our first 5 or 6 months of our relationship, I said, it's too much. And we stayed in that spot for like 4 or 5 weeks. And then Tamara says, but if you loved her in your apartment for 45 weeks and you sleep with someone else, does that mean you really love her, bitch? And he's like, definitely. So I'm like now in this weird thing because when Jen first presents this thing where they had a break and then he slept with someone, she's saying it in a way that's like, and yeah, it was fine because we're on a break. So I'm like, yeah, it's a break, Tamara. Shut the fuck up. But then Jen is now like, yeah, to me, I felt like it was cheating because I didn't realize, like, he was acting like he still loved me. So now I'm like, well, who am I supposed to defend now? I don't know what to do.
Well, she's always said that it hurt her. She's always said, like, it hurt me when he slept with somebody else. She's not just blowing it off. She's just saying, why are you bringing this up now? It's not technically, it wasn't cheating because we were on a break, but I was still hurt by it. And Tamara just keeps throwing it in my face. Right? Because she's Tamara. Like, why are you friends with Tamara? And so Ryan's like, well, I think you'll see very quickly the love we have for each other. And Eddie's like, listen, I'm just asking you these questions. So, frown face, we can move on. And Jen goes, oh my God, Eddie, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for all those questions. I mean, this has been so great. I really feel like we've all grown here together. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie.
Tamara's like, so now we don't ever have to talk about it ever again. I'm like, until the reunion or also just probably next episode. Shannon's like, well,
I know how difficult it can be to have a lot of people coming at you and it's nobody's business. Nobody knows what goes on behind closed doors. Nobody knows what sort of dressing comes tumbling out of a fridge when you open that door. That is behind literal closed refrigerator doors.
So they joke about, so what's next? You guys going on vacations? You're going to get engaged? You're going to get married? You're going to have children? What is that? And they're joking like, oh, we're definitely getting married immediately. And Tamara's like, well, I mean, do you have to get divorced first? And they all laugh and laugh. And Tamara tells us, yeah, but I'm not going to hold my breath because I don't think I'm going to be invited to this wedding. Might be hard for Jen to find bridesmaids Ryan hadn't fucked yet. I'm like, oh, God, well,
now you won't be invited.
You just trying to have a peaceful fucking moment. You've spent this whole episode apologizing to Jen.
Do you understand why you're not invited? You literally, the things that come out of your mouth. So then John goes, well, that was some nice, light dinner conversation, much of which I felt I should not be here. I'm just barely tolerating my girlfriend right now.
Yeah, John. Well, welcome to the fucking TV show that you signed up to do, dude. Fucking weirdo. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. Super fun to talk to you. We'll see you on Monday night for our first Not Called Take a Seat on Instagram Live, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. Instagram Live at Watch What Crappens. And thanks for being here on video. Hi, everybody on YouTube. Hi, everybody on Patreon. Bonus episode, 2 breakdowns of Big Brother cast. Go check that out. And we sure love you. We will talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg. Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or You can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.